Yesterday, it was Weight Watchers that changed its name. Today, it's Dunkin' Donuts. And there's a link. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 25th of September. Thanks for coming by. More disruption coming from Amazon, and this time, it's in housing. Trade wars and ketchup? Really. Credit cards and retailers. This is interesting. Twitter has a new dehumanization policy they want to put together. We'll tell you all about that. President Trump fueled the trade wars again today with an America First speech at the United Nations. Those stories. And Bruce Schmiedlin, CPA, is in to talk about small business and taxes. And it might surprise you what he has uncovered. Then another trip to Lanesboro, Minnesota, as we visit with David Hennessy from one of three acting companies in this tiny town of less than 780 people. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's TERO.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, I'm on Twitter as well. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, it is official. Just like Weight Watchers this week changed their name to WW, Dunkin' Donuts just offered up a name change as well, and there's sort of a linkage here. Today, the company dropped the word donuts from their name and will now be known simply as Dunkin'. Odd, you might think, when their product is donuts, but there's the story. The switch to just Dunkin' will begin in January. The restaurant has used Dunkin' in its tagline, America runs on Dunkin', since 2006, and found that consumers reacted positively to the shortened name. But what else? Well, growing competition in the coffee and breakfast space has pressured Dunkin' into making itself known for more than just its donuts. Dunkin's strategy, which it laid out in its Investor Day back in February, includes slimming down its menu, increasing speed and convenience, and focusing more on its beverages than in its food. And of course, it's a better margin in beverages, just saying. The branding change is just another extension of Dunkin's effort to remain more relevant to consumers. A new Dunkin' logo will be featured on the exterior and interior signage at all new and remodeled restaurants in the United States and eventually internationally. Becoming more relevant, ditching donuts, and paying attention to changes in consumer wants. You doing that? It's pretty smart. You know, Amazon has already disrupted the retail business, the transportation business, the insurance business, and now they are about to disrupt the housing business. Today, Amazon said its Alexa fund invested in Plant Prefab. Now, that's a Southern California company that says it uses sustainable construction processes and materials to build prefabricated custom single and multifamily houses. The startup is aiming to use automation to build homes faster and then bring down the costs. It's a new market for Amazon and the Alexa Fund, which typically backs startups focused on voice technology. Now, the investment comes less than a week after Amazon launched over a dozen Alexa-powered smart home devices, including a microwave oven and an amplifier that can be controlled by the Alexa voice assistant. Earlier in the year, Amazon acquired the smart doorbell maker Ring, and the company is also reportedly working on a, get this, secretive home robot. Oh my, try to keep up, will you? Wow. So what in the world is behind a 10% tariff on American ketchup in Canada, particularly Heinz ketchup? Well, in case you had not heard, Canada stamped a 10% tariff on imported American ketchup back in July as part of its retaliation for new U.S. tariffs on Canadian metal. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, speaking in New York today, explained that there was a specific logic behind targeting U.S. ketchup. This is what he said, quote, "The thing with tariffs is they actually raise prices for consumers," end quote. And we have been telling you that, well, since day one of all this tariff talk. "And in order to protect Canadian consumers, the government chose products for which consumers could opt for competitors made in Canada and not be affected by the tariffs, theoretically avoiding an increase at the cash register." And ketchup, well, ketchup fit the bill. Trudeau said, quote, "We have ketchup made in Canada. It's called French's ketchup, and it's just great." He also said, "And so if you're going to raise the price of Heinz ketchup, Canadians should have an alternative that's not going to cost them more in their pocketbooks. But it does have an impact on the American economy," end quote. So why Heinz? Well, it's a particular target because it put about 700 Canadian workers out of jobs in 2014 when Heinz closed a plant in Ontario. French's, which is mainly known for its mustard, began making ketchup in Canada after Heinz closed its plant. Now you know. Well, this is interesting. The Wall Street Journal has a story out today that says retailers are deciding which credit cards they'll accept and which they will not. Large merchants, including Amazon.com, Target, and Home Depot, are pushing for the right to reject some rewards credit cards, which typically carry higher fees for merchants. They are likely to opt out of roughly a $6.2 billion settlement Visa, MasterCard, and several other large banks recently reached with merchants and continue to make their case in court. Now, retailers are trying to end the card network's honor all cards rule, and that requires merchants to accept Visa or MasterCard branded credit cards and take them all. Now, if merchants could pick and choose among Visa or MasterCard credit cards, those with the highest merchant fees and most generous rewards would likely be on the chopping block. Amazon and many other large merchants also have their own credit cards, typically in partnership with a bank and a card network that are designed to boost shopping at their stores. Look for more of this to happen and watch the courts, by the way. In response to continued use of social media to call people names or to dehumanize them, today, Twitter released a new modernization policy explicitly banning dehumanizing speech. What's all this about? Well, Twitter described the proposed rule as part of an ongoing effort to promote healthy conversations on Twitter and limit real-world harm stemming from discourse on the platform. The new rule reads, quote, "Language that makes someone less than human can have repercussions off the service, including normalizing serious violence," end quote. Once the new rule change is in effect, a new clause will be added to the Twitter rules. And it will say, quote, "You may not dehumanize anyone based on membership in an identifiable group, as this speech can lead to offline harm," end quote. Twitter is hosting an open comment period on the rule changes before it goes into effect, a practice seemingly modeled after the U.S. federal rulemaking process. Well, stocks ended mixed today as renewed trade worries washed out strong gains in energy. The Dow lost 69 points, while the S&P 500 shed over 0.1%. The Nasdaq, however, advanced by nearly 0.2% as Amazon rose. President Donald Trump at the United Nations General Assembly said, quote, "The U.S. will no longer tolerate abuse on trade. We will not allow our workers to be victimized, our companies to be cheated, and our wealth to be plundered and transferred." That would mean tough tariff talk and clearly an American first agenda. Mr. Trump did get a few giggles when he announced that he had accomplished much more than just about any other president in modern history. Now, really, folks did giggle a bit. In addition, the U.S. Trade Representative said the U.S. was prepared to move ahead with an agreement with Mexico and leave Canada out of the agreement. Meanwhile, energy stocks surged, about the only thing that kept stocks from retreating further today. At the bell, the Dow was off those 69 points and changed to end the day at 26,905. 26,492. The NASDAQ gained nearly 0.2 to end at 80.07. And the S&P 500 was off a bit more than 0.1% to 29.15. Gold, that was up by 40 cents to $1,200 even for an ounce of the pure metal. Crude oil gained 22 cents to close at 72.30. And the 10-year T-note continued its climb, now paying 3.09%. Coming up next, a conversation with Bruce Schmiedlin from BruceTax.com. We're talking about the implications of jobs and tax bill, that bill that was passed and signed into law back in December. And for small business, as Bruce says, it ain't what you think. And that's coming up next on the Business News Hour.
Mm-hmm.